We've made it to Friday. Thanks a lot for joining me. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK. Oh my goodness, has it been wet. The recording station up northeast of Colville reporting 1.1 inches of rain yesterday. We took a look at the rain total for up at Snoqualmie Pass. Past couple of days, 7.22 inches of rain. It has been very wet. Kind of getting tired of those rivers of rain coming through the Pacific Northwest. I'll tell you, they're really sick and tired of storms down in Northern California. The most powerful Pacific storm of the season is forecast to bring up to 10 feet of snow into the Sierra Nevadas over this weekend. Blizzard conditions forcing residents to take shelter. It promoted at least one of the Lake Tahoe ski resorts to close for today. That storm began barreling into the region on Thursday. The biggest effects expected to close the highways and trigger power outages by this afternoon into Saturday. A blizzard warning through Sunday covering a 300-mile stretch from North Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite National Park. Boy, it's getting late. Here we are, first day of March. And we are getting drenched and 10 new feet of snow down in the Lake Tahoe area.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to careysautobody.com or call 509-684-2588.
It's still battling things out over in Olympia. The Democratic plan that will make it easier to tie parts of the Washington Climate Commitment Act, the energy policy, to the programs in California and Canada. It's still alive. Nick Scott has more on that.
Republicans say teaming up with California and Quebec on the sale of credits to companies who pay for emitting large amounts of carbon dioxide would increase the cost of energy prices. Representative Mary Dye, ranking member of the House Environment and Energy Committee, fears Washington consumers will pay a hefty price.
$2.2 billion have been spent so far by our industries into this project. And what do we have to show for it? Extraordinarily difficult cost of living increases for every single Washingtonian.
Representative Peter Abarno told his colleagues on the House floor Thursday that he has concern for the lack of transparency of the program.
The cost of this program has been massively regressive on my community members, your community members, and so many. So much so that over 400,000 Washingtonians signed on to an initiative to repeal this policy.
The bill returns to the Senate to work out final differences. Nick Scott, the state capitol.
What could be more fun than seeing some of your favorite Brothers Grimm fairy tales collide with the music of Stephen Sondheim? Seeing it all happen at the Woodland Theater stage in the fantastical musical, Into the Woods. Shows will be the first 3 weekends in March. Opening night is March 1st, and all seats are only $10. Then, tickets for adults, $15. Seniors and students, $12. Tickets are on sale now at TIX.com, or you can pick them up at the Colville Chamber of Commerce. And, if available, at the Woodland Theater before the showing of Into the Woods. See you at the theater.
It's a fundraiser for the Associated Student Body at Colville High School. They're playing bingo. Here's the details.
Hi, I'm Shaw Lin. I'm a junior at Caldwell High School. Our Caldwell High School is hosting March Mania Bingo on March 1st. We're going to have tons of bingo prizes, a silent auction, and a raffle. Our fundraiser is for Caldwell ASB, and it'll be going towards funding for our clubs and activities that we offer, our associated student body, to raise money for different clubs and activities like our CHS Rocket Club, our Interact Club, our Letters for Rose, our senior class. There'll be a wide range of prizes. We'll be offering concessions. You're going to purchase bingo cards at the door and throughout the night. We hope a lot of people come, and we want to raise a lot of money for our clubs and activities to give opportunities to kids who may not have it. So we'll be in the Caldwell High School gym on March 1st from 6 to 8. Come on down and have fun with some bingo.
That's coming up tonight. Got to be 6 till 8 o'clock at the Caldwell High School gym.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
Well, now that we are to the first day of March, the city of Spokane, they are moving forward with their arranged plans to ramp down their emergency warming shelter spaces. And now they're going to launch an audit process to assess shelter capacity among the regional providers. The Cannon Street Warming Center closing effective today, the Trek shelter ramping down. They're going to 250 beds effective today. That shelter has been operating at around that level for the past 2 weeks, getting ready for the city to ramp down shelter space. The city is going to extend their contract with Jewel's Helping Hands to continue maintaining shelter services at churches. That's about 80 total beds. The city of Spokane kicking off their efforts for a complete shelter audit. The Community Housing and Human Services Department working with the nonprofits and service providers to assess their needs as well as shelter capacity during and outside of emergencies. The city and the regional providing network for cold weather emergency services starting this process to ensure there are options in the shelter system that meet a diverse set of needs. They hope the clients can experience safety and dignity in a variety of shelter settings and look forward to working with the partners developing recommendations leading to, well, by next year, perhaps a new approach to shelter.
Those little emergency shutoff valves under your sink, the ones you probably have trouble getting to because of soap, window cleaner, and dog shampoo hiding them, and can you even turn them off if you need to? Fogle Pump & Supply has the new quarter-turn valves that use a brass ball seal and not a crusty washer. In fact, Fogle Pump & Supply has all the modern plumbing supplies you need in plastic, iron, copper, PEX, and more. Stop by and check them out at their North Highway location. Fogle Pump & Supply, the water professionals.
When it comes to college basketball, you can say Washington State Cougars are making this end of the season very interesting. Number 19-ranked Washington State, they had to rally to get past Southern California 75-72 last night. The Cougars trailed by 12 points late in the first half. In fact, didn't take their first lead until 2:35 remaining in the game. It was a three-pointer from Watts, his fifth three of the game. USC had a chance to knot things up, but they missed some critical free throws with 23 seconds left. That would have cut the Washington State lead down to 2 points. So Cougars get the win. They take on UCLA coming up Saturday. University of Washington posted a 94-77 win over UCLA. The Bruins have now lost three straight games. We're down to the final three games left in the Pac-12 regular season. Eastern Washington Eagles, they defeated Montana Grizzlies 89-79. Casey Jones had 30 points for Eastern. And 23rd-ranked Gonzaga clinched a bye into the semifinals of the West Coast Conference Tournament. They beat San Francisco 86-68 last night. The Bulldogs, now 23-6, won their 29th straight game against the Dons. They wrap up the number 2 seed in the conference tournament behind 17th-ranked St. Mary's. The top 2 teams get byes into the semifinals, meaning Gonzaga will need to win only 2 games in Las Vegas to win the conference tournament and earn an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament.
Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Tri-County Stove and Spa, featuring Quadrifier wood pellet gas stoves and fireplaces. Enjoy the beauty and efficiency of a Quadrifier heating stove in your home. Visit Tri-County Stove and Spa in Colville at 2088 North Highway. We will have snow likely through the mid-morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, we'll have a 50% chance of snow with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 26. Tomorrow, we will see snow through the early afternoon mixed with rain with a high near 38.